Call to order in the Newport Beach Newcastle County Council meeting, 2015, 6:30, County Council Building. This meeting now come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join in pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Ball?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cardia?
Here.
Ms. Dillon?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Pataki?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelby?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here. I'm holding, I need my leather.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
About to vote.
Mr. President, the roll call, we have 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now approve the minutes. Are there any correction amendments to the minutes of the meeting, October 27, 2015?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are hereby approved. Mr. Ed Danberg is serving tonight as our special counsel. Counsel on vacation, and is serving tonight. We welcome him. Any announcements from members of council? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 15106, amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget appropriate $684,154 to the Department of Public Safety to fund 15 new police officer positions awarded through the 2015 U.S. Department of Justice Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services COPS hiring program.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
Yes, sir. Myself and Councilman Street, as co-chairs of Public Safety, we wish to withdraw at this time 15-106.
Second. A second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I have it. 1506 will be withdrawn. Thank you, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, sir.
Select the special committee reports of finance. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a very short agenda today on finance. We have a resolution pending that approves Special Services Department development and implementation of asset management plan. And this is related to wastewater and drinking water asset management incentive program for Newcastle County. And we had a resolution also authorizing as a purchase order a contract for Oracle America for maintenance of computer software in the Oracle system. Supports the new Sun service for the Office of Technology. The amount of the purchase order is $6,143.76. We had no ordinances. We went and approved several council grant requests nothing under expense revenue roundtable other, and we went to adjourn the meeting today.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Co-chair Smiley, do you have anything on finance?
No, sir.
Thank you. Public safety. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. We had a very informative public safety committee meeting this afternoon. Leadership of our volunteer fire, rescue, and emergency medical services reviewed several items with us and sort of brought us up to speed with where the service is today and in the future. And also we had a presentation on the new addition of equipment to our county police department, a drone.
Thank you. Co-chair Street, you have anything to add?
Nothing further, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Land use.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tuesday, November 3rd, land use met upstairs. We had a lively and robust meeting, and we had one item on the agenda, and we will hear it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tacker. Let's keep Co-chair Red in our thoughts and prayers. The surgery was successful, and we look forward to seeing him real soon back in action. Economic development. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. On November 3rd, the Economic Development Subcommittee met. We had a presentation on the Newark Rail Station, presentation by Mr. Potts and his committee. We talked about the Delaware Stock Exchange funding as it relates to the proposed use of the Garston Trust, and also had discussion about reauthorizing the Newcastle County Economic Development Corporation.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Anything else on economic development? The Executive Committee met today. We had a short agenda. Heard on the reappointment of Joseph McNesby to the Newcastle County Department of Community Services Board. He is in Mr. Sheldon's district. We heard from Robert Ralston regarding his appointment to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission, Mr. Weimer's district. We also heard from Mr. Michael Ferretti. He is will be appointed tonight via the vote to Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council, Mr. Holland's district. And we also discuss Resolution 15-2-3, urging the Delaware Department of Justice to launch an independent investigation to the audio tape conversation regarding a traffic ticket. Mr. Pro Tem Holland, you have anything to add?
I have nothing to add, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or of objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of the room as well as online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the calendar.
Resolution 15191, honoring Green Acres Preschool and Child Care Center on their 40th school year. Resolution 15192, honoring Thomas L. Sager for lifetime achievements in the practice of law and for outstanding leadership in his service to the community. Resolution 15193, honoring the life of Andrew J. A.J. Kirk and expressing condolences on his passing to his family and friends. Resolution 15194, reappointing Joseph Nesby to the Newcastle County Department of Community Services Board. Resolution 15195, appointing Robert Ralston to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission. Resolution 15196, congratulating and commending Paramedic Senior Sergeant Kenneth M. Dunn Sr. on his retirement from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services Division. Resolution 15197, appointing Michael Ferretti to the Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council. Resolution 15198, congratulating Leslie Wright on her retirement from Newcastle County and thanking her for 31 years of dedicated service. Resolution 15199, congratulating Louis D. Shaliro on his retirement from the state of Delaware and thanking him for his dedicated service.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the calendar.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Carvier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tappet?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 5 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. We now have presentations. Any member of council have presentations tonight. Councilmember Bell.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'd like to call forward Paramedic Senior Sergeant Kenny N. Dunn Sr. And his wife for a presentation on his retirement. And I would like to ask you, Mr. President, Co-Chairman Street, and all of council to join myself and Councilman Retta and all of council in presenting this resolution to Kenny.
Did I vote for that?
He has his retired shirt on. I've asked all council to join with me this evening in this presentation, resolution number 15-196, congratulating and commending Paramedic Senior Sergeant Kenneth N. Dunn Sr. on his retirement from Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services Division. Whereas Paramedic Senior Sergeant Kenny N. Dunn Sr. retired from the Emergency Medical Services EMS Division on October 5, 2015. And whereas Kenny began his career with the EMS Division
on September 28, 1981, as an ambulance cardiac technician. He completed his paramedic training from the Medical Center of Delaware paramedic education program, and then was promoted to paramedic in April 1987. And whereas throughout Kenny's 34 years of dedicated service, he served in various positions. He served as a field training officer. He was promoted in March of 2004 to the rank of paramedic corporal. In July 2005, he was promoted to paramedic sergeant. And in July 2015, he was promoted to paramedic senior sergeant. While serving as paramedic senior sergeant, Kenny was assigned as a field supervisor with Platoon 4 in the operations branch of the EMS division. He also served on the Delaware EMS Oversight Council, DEMSOC, representing certified paramedics. And whereas Kenny received numerous public acknowledgments of gratitude and commendations, which included 12 unit letters of commendation, 5 distinguished unit citations, 2 commendations of merit, 2 letters of commendation awards, and a certificate of appreciation during his tenure. He was also received recognition for his outstanding service from the Delaware State General Assembly, Kiwanis Club of Wilmington, Wilmington City Council, and Wilmington Office of the Mayor. Whereas Kenny was very involved with the union, AASHTME Local 3911, and served as president for many years. Now therefore be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Kenneth N. Dunn Sr., as we know him, Kenny Dunn, on his retirement and thanks him for his outstanding service to the citizens of Newcastle County. Newcastle County wishes him much success in his future endeavors.
Ken, did you want to say something?
I think you've heard about that.
Now look, as we all know, Kenny Dunn cannot sit down with saying a few words. And so I know that he doesn't want to, but I think it'd be nice if you just kind of reflect on your service with the county. Yes. You've all enjoyed an excellent work like relationship with you, and you've done an absolutely fantastic job.
It's been a great ride, I guess you'd say. Got a little party cry in me. Quite a few people came out. Thanks to my wife and children and numerous grandchildren now. It's a good job. Recommended for just about anybody. It's tough though, as you have all seen. And there's some rewarding moments and a lot of bad moments, but I appreciate everything Council's done for the position and for me personally, and thank you.
Thank you, Kenny. Job well done. And now here, resolutions. There are 15-200, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that 15-200 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15-200, Plain of West Hampton, Mill Creek 100, West Side, McKinnon's Church Road, 655 feet south of Oak Ridge Road, major subdivision plan that proposes 96 units STZ.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We had this discussion in the Land Use Committee, and as I said then, this is a plan that has been vetted through the community. It's been ongoing for about almost 2 years, between 18 months and 2 years. We have had focus groups coming from four different developments that surround this property. There are deed restrictions that have been put in place. There are extra road work that is going to be done by this developer on behalf of some of the other communities. Overall, the communities and everyone that participated in the focus groups are happy to see this happening. They all understand that at some point this property was going to be developed and are very happy that they had the ability to participate in some of the actions that will be taken on this property. So unless somebody missed the land use meeting and wants to have the developer or his representative talk about this, I would just ask for the vote.
Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment, anyone? Public applicant? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President DeWolf, 5 yes, 1
absent. R-15-200 is approved. R-15-201, Mr. Sheldon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 15-201 be read in by title only for consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 15-201, approving the Social Services Department's development and implementation of an asset management plan.
Councilman.
Yeah, thank you. This gives the Special Services Department approval to implement an asset management plan. In this plan, they'll be eligible for funding under the wastewater treatment and drinking water asset management incentive program that's is taken care of by the United States EPA, and it assesses a life cycle cost of owning and operating of the management of the county's sewer, sanitary sewer assets.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Council, you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Weiner?
Yes.
President DeWolf, 5 yes, 12 yes, 1 absent.
R-15-201 is approved. R-15-202, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Resolution 15-202, read by title only, is placed before Council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 15-202, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Oracle America, Inc. for annual maintenance for computer software to add on support coverage for the new Sun servers for the Office of Technology in the amount of $6,143.76.
Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, I think the title explains exactly what is going to be accomplished by the resolution, including the purchase order amount per titles.
Thank you. Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Vetta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the local VS 12, yes.
R-15-202 is approved. R-15-203, Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask R-15-203 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15-203, urging the Delaware Department of Justice to launch an independent investigation into what is reported to be an audio tape conversation between Gordon Executive Assistant and Mayor of Ellesmere Stephen Berg and former County CAO Grimaldi, which audio tape conversation contains a recorded offer by Berg to Yankees traffic ticket.
Ms. Miller.
Yes, I think we had a fruitful discussion upstairs. I still contend that County Council should be taking a stand on what I think is a moral issue, but I am content to call for the vote.
Comments or questions? Public comment. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Mr. Patrick?
No.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta? Mr. Sheldon?
No.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tappet?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Not voting.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 6 yes, 5 no, 1 not voting, 1 absent.
Yeah, that means it's approved.
R15-203 does not pass. Thank you. Moving on to ordinances. Ordinance 15-132, Mr. Sheldon.
I'll leave it on the table, sir.
Ordinance 14-132 will be tabled. Right. Anything on the item J? Mr. Street, R15-204.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that resolution number 15-204 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 15204, extending sympathy to the family and friends of Ms. Barbara Ann Costanza.
Mr. Street.
For title, Mr. President.
Comment, question, public comment. Saying that, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tappet?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Bill Cartier's 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. R15-204 is approved. Anything on item K? Any public comment tonight? Anything on the other?
Can we get the heat turned up?
Yes.
Never.
For the record.
Let's go, John.
Not yet. We have one.
I have an announcement.
Yes.
I spent my birthday, and now I'm spending my 25th wedding anniversary with all of you lovely people. And as much as I think you're great, I want to go home.
Happy anniversary.
Listen to adjourn.
Your husband's wish was that we not adjourn. Is there a second on the motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And ayes have a good night.
Congratulations.
Thank the officer for being here tonight. That's right, Timmy.